The reason I wanted to talk to Kelly today was because visitors walking into her classroom apparently are instantly struck by the amount of student work on display. We're talking things like posters, cereal boxes, illustrations, book covers, and much more. You're doing a lot of art therapy. Is this right, Kelly? This is why we wanted to talk to you today.
Yes, actually, I started doing art therapy maybe 2 to 3 years ago. And by that, I mean I just started weaving different lessons into my lesson plans where I found out more about the individual student. I had realized I'm lucky enough that I have students for 4 years. So they come to me as freshmen and then they leave as seniors. And sometimes I'd have some very quiet students that didn't really open up to me until they were in 10th and 11th grade after having them a couple years. And I realized that if I wrote lesson plans to find out about the individuals when they were freshmen, they would open up through their art. They may not open up through speaking or necessarily writing about themselves, but visually, the things that they would draw, a lot of self-portraits I do, I would learn things about the student, and then I would learn about things such as they had anxiety or they were nervous to be in school, or maybe they didn't have the best situation going on at home. And from that, I'm able to help them much better be successful people.
Yeah, absolutely. As the district's Teacher of the Year, your platform is about using art in a therapeutic fashion, as you just said, to help students express themselves, cope with stress, anxiety. This is especially important while students deal with COVID-19 pressures, right?
Yes, definitely. Actually, just a couple weeks ago, my junior said, could we please have an art therapy lesson, Mrs. Gerge? And I said, sure. So I used typography because I teach graphic design. So I took the idea of letters and how you need to understand how different fonts express different feelings. And they just were able to write a stream of consciousness about, you know, how they were feeling, and then they use different types of letters to express the words that would express their emotions, basically. So it really helps them get out some of the frustrations that they're dealing with, and so many of the kids are just so frustrated right now, not being able to socialize with their friends and trying to do learning online or in person, because we do both, actually. We do reverse field trips. So occasionally I get to have small groups of kids in, but the whole thing is frustrating.
Yeah, talk about how you get through to your students in this time of COVID and deal with graphic design skills and art therapy in this time of COVID-19 when much of it is done virtually. Give me some other sample lessons that you do with them.
Well, you have to be creative. I think all teachers right now have to be creative because we're trying to teach the kids the best way that we can with what we have to teach. So, for instance, my 10th graders, I'm just teaching them the skills that they need to become graphic designers. So this summer, I spent the summer basically making sure they all had computer access, and then I had to make sure they all had software access, and then I had to make sure that all of the access worked, and then they had internet. So that alone is a giant process. But now that we're that far, what we do is we do a Zoom, and I teach them a certain concept. So, for instance, yesterday, my 10th graders, I was teaching them how to create a gradient in Adobe Illustrator, which is a drawing program that I teach. So I would demonstrate how to do the tool, and then I would have the kids get off of, you know, the Zoom for a second to go to their software, and then they would demonstrate the tool. Then they would each flip their screens so I could see the screens, and then we'd talk over any problems that they had while they were trying to complete the process, basically.
What has the feedback been from your students?
As far as how lessons are going?
Yes.
I feel like it depends on the class. Every human being is different, obviously, and you get certain classes that understand one way of teaching and certain classes that understand another way of teaching and certain individuals in each class, you know, that understand it better than others. So I feel like two of my classes really are grasping the concept and they really like teaching that way, where one of my other classes, they're more vocal and they're more fine artists and they like to draw more. So I'm trying to tie more of the fine art in with the computer art for their class because I just think it's helping them learn a little better than they would if we were just doing computer art.
We want to remind everyone we're talking with the Teacher of the Year for Sussex Tech. Her name is Kelly Gerke. And Kelly is a digital publishing and print design teacher at Sussex Tech. We're talking to her because she melds graphic design skills with art therapy. Kelly, is art healing?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I have student after student after student who have left my program, who I still keep in touch with, and so many of them were not able to express it when they were actually here, and they will tell you that just being able to have my class to come in and be able to be creative and express themselves through art, some of them, that's what kept them in high school. So it's amazing how, I mean, I have so many kids with different learning disabilities. I have a lot of kids who deal with anxiety, and it's just a way for them to get all of those feelings out on paper or through different mediums, you know, through painting, through collage. And I definitely know for sure that art is healing in the process.
Why do you think it's so healing and works so well for people, for students in this case, for students who have disabilities or anxiety issues?
I think because a lot of it is tangible. They can touch something. They're not just having to sit still and listen. And most teachers don't do that, by the way. I don't mean to say that, you know, a regular English teacher or a math teacher just lectures, because of course we're all much more creative than that nowadays. But I do think there's something about just taking your pencil and putting it on a piece of paper and just drawing whatever is on your mind that helps relieve stress and anxiety.
All right. As a print design teacher, what would your advice be for a new student exploring the graphic design field?
I guess I would probably say, you know, bring your imagination and be willing to keep an open mind. And if you don't always grasp a concept right away, that's fine. I mean, anything that's hard to do in life is worth doing because you're going to learn something from it. So sometimes the software seems like a lot when we're learning a different process, and the kids will want to compare their work to, you know, their neighbor's work, and they can't do that because it all just takes time. And if you keep trusting the process and practicing, then you're going to get better and you're going to become a great designer.
What's your background?
I originally was a graphic designer. I worked for Maverick Marketing in Lewis, Delaware, and then I work for Group J Design for Jean-Carlo Churchman, who's an amazing graphic designer, if anyone knows her. And I was working there one day, and someone from the school approached us and said that they needed a teacher to fill in for a couple weeks. So I said, oh, sure, I'll do that. That sounds like fun. And then 2 weeks became a month, and then we found out the other teacher was not able to come back, unfortunately. And I had to decide if I wanted to be a teacher. But I knew the day that I walked in this door that this was the place for me. There's nothing more rewarding or fulfilling than being able to teach something that I love to students. And it's amazing. It's amazing. Some of the kids come in ninth grade and they don't even know, you know, how to turn the computer on. And to see them leave as seniors with all of these amazing art skills and these portfolios that they can use to get jobs is, it really is the best feeling in the world.
You've been at Sussex Tech since 2012. Have any of your students gone on to greatness?
Oh my gosh, so many of them. there's so many that I can't even. So one of them was lucky enough to, he's a costume designer, and he was able to work on Lady Gaga's piano.
No.
The one where she had feathers all over the piano. So that's one of my favorite stories. Another one is he's head of marketing for an environmental company, very much into the environment. I mean, I have students all over the place that are working in the creative field doing amazing things. So,
what would your advice be to any of your students right now who said, hey, Miss Gerke, I want to go on to do this or to do that? What would your main advice be to them?
I would say that it's a competitive field. The artistic field is competitive, but it is so booming right now because really we live in a digital world right now. So people need someone who understands the software and how to create different pieces, whether it be pieces for print, pieces for a website. I don't necessarily do multimedia design, which is also another big artistic degree that you can get right now. But if you work hard, there's jobs out there, and you can live your best life by being creative and having an amazing career.